السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Some brief guidelines in regards to safar and traveling, that how we can make our way out with the family, a means of hidayat, a means of khair and barakat, a means of guidance, a means of goodness. Wherever a believer goes, he takes barakat with him, he takes blessings with him of Allah, he takes the mercy of Allah, he takes the help of Allah. Wherever a believer goes, he takes iman with him. And his way out also becomes a means of hidayat for others. Otherwise, whatever we do will become either a calamity upon us, and there will be hisab kitab, the accountability, or it become an ibadat. So going out also, how we can make this way out a means of going out in the path of Allah. By means of which this adat or these habits or these things that we do become an ibadat. So we ought and suffer very importantly before we leave. We read two rakats salat to suffer, two rakats for traveling, which is mentioned in the ahadith also. And we make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala makes our suffer a mubarak one, full of barakah and blessings. Make it a means of hidayat. And we make intentions also. Ya Allah, whoever we see and whoever looks at us, Ya Allah, give them hidayat and bless them with guidance and keep us upon guidance also. That our entire safar is in conformity to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he traveled out. So, if anything has to happen to us on this journey, inshallah, we're already out in the path of Allah. Allah ta'ala save us from any types of calamities during safar, but you're already out in the path of Allah. The two rakah salatu safar, when you leave home, read the relevant du'as upon exiting the home. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahumma inni saluka khayra al-mawliji wa khayra al-makhraji. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adilla au udalla au azilla au uzalla au adlima au uzlama au ajhala au yujhala alayya. The du'a that I mentioned, then getting into the car also. We did du'as for safar that I mentioned in the ahadith, short du'as, long du'as. Then five surahs, six bismillah, starting with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Kafirun. Bismillah idha ja'a, Bismillah qul huwallahu ahad, Bismillah qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Bismillah qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, and Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So each one in the car can read these du'as for protection. Allah Ta'ala keep us safe. And then to make the journey a means of hidayat and make it a journey of in the path of Allah, fi sabilillah. So a very simple thing, ulama explain that in every hand luggage we keep a musalla there, we ready for namaz. And we have our tissue paper for istinja, water bottle for istinja. We carry sandals also for wudu, carry a water bottle. Then we have the wudu buddy also, the spray that we can make wudu easy for the ladies sometime, for the hijab, for their parda. And we carry with us every card we have in the cubby. Have a pouch in there where we have a copy of the Quran Sharif. Now we have Quran Sharif in smaller versions, 10 paras each, two of that, husband and wife, and Munajat Maqbura, Dua Kitabs, Salat and Salam, 40 Durood. And we have also the Green Kitab commonly, what to read every night. So we have that also in our vehicles, our cars, and Safar. So we prepared, it's a pious journey of piety and taqwa. And prepare our stops according to Salah time. Wherever we go also, then on the group, we have the Zuhur Azan, Zuhur Jamaat, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. What time will be Azan, what time will be Jamaat? Oh, we know the Salah will just get delayed. Asr Salah will go into Makruh time. Makruh time, we should at least perform our Asr Salah minimum, at least half an hour before sunset. Anything after that, when the sun becomes a bit pale, loses its glow, then it's already makruh time. So to have our salah time and our maghrib, our isha, we have different apps on the phone beforehand. download the apps to see what times will be the namaz in different places we are going to, where the masjids are, musallas are. That will be the ideal, that we get all our salah for jama'at in the masjid. And then, to really prove that we are going on a dini safar, although we're going to take a break, and the break for a believer is change of ibadat. For the men, the whole year we are working, or in the madrasa, whatever it may be, now we're taking the family out to make the khidmat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in the khidmat of his home folk. Aisha would say, radiallahu anha, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is to be in the khidmat of the family. So here also, you will help putting the dasturkhan, laying down the tablecloth, the plates, the food, picking up, cleaning, whether making breakfast, serving the family, the children, taking care of them. All this is ibadat. As one very pious woman says, all these little children that are running around in the house is all our jannat. So the mothers, they do the farais, they do the sunnats of namaz, and this is enough for looking after the children. Now the father will take over, make his jannat also. So we carry all this with us. And to keep our Islamic garb, Islamic dressing, very importantly. When we're driving also, somebody passes us on the highway, freeway, they can make out this is a Muslim vehicle. Whether we're having a tasbih in the car also, that is there. But more than that, the passengers in the car, we can see these are Muslim people. Wearing topi, wearing parada, wearing scarf. The sunnahs of eating also. Carry one dastarkhan also. One table spread, one mat, one chatai. When we eat, we can sit on the floor. And the irony is, when we go on picnic, we sit on the floor. But at home, we sit on the table and chair. And we like picnics. That is according to sunnah. When we come home, then we're back on the table and chair. And now, to make it a real pious and khuruj fi sabilillah, then ulama encourage for the men, buy a few bottles of itar, some tasbih, extra tasbihs we carry with us, or some bottle of few bottles of honey. For the ladies, carry some scarves, some cheap scarves, whatever it may be. So like this, we make niyat, ya Allah, we meet any jamaat, or we want to meet some jamaat somewhere, we'll stop for namaz somewhere, or the destination we are going, there's some jamaats over there, we'll give them a bottle of honey. So the entire 40 days safar, inshallah, we'll get the reward of it. We'll meet a local imam somewhere, then we'll give him a bottle of itar, tasbihat, we'll meet some mastura, some ladies brought hadiyah for you all, some burqa for namaz, whatever it may be, things like that. So like this, we carry with us. When we're getting foreign, small things, then we make this niyat already. Malaika will write that you're in the path of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Protect our iman, protect our eyes, protect our hearts. And the dhikr of Allah on the tongue. Allah ta'ala save us from music being playing in the cars. We don't meet in an accident in that condition, where our last moments were something in haram. So like this, inshallah, whichever time of the year we are traveling out with the family, we can keep these few things in mind. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal. Allah Ta'ala keep us safe. And all the sunnahs of traveling and the sunnah du'as, we read them for our protection. And we go out and come back refreshed once again for another spiritual year. We just have 2-3 months left of month of Ramadan. Already we are preparing for Ramadan, inshallah. Or daily Quran tilawat, or daily namaz at least, and at least 10 times Durood Sharif in the morning, and Durood Sharif 10 times in the evening, will secure the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What that will mean, that you will die on iman. You will die on iman, because with the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you will have to die upon iman. A very easy prescription, 10 times Durood Sharif in the morning, 10 times Durood Sharif in the evening. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq, and Allah Ta'ala keep all safe on the roads, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.